this is so meaningful. How many of you here got a marriage license from Hillary? Yeah, I've met some of you. And Hillary, thank you for carrying that justice ball and picking up the pen and signing those marriage licenses. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Thank you.
Wow. this means so much to me, and I hope you'll indulge me and give me just a few minutes to really thank people, because as all of us know here, we don't do anything alone, and it really, the moments are made because of so many people who've come before us and so many people who have worked so hard to bring those moments to be. And I really feel so privileged to have been able to act on the 10th Circuit decision. And that came because of the work and the love of so many people here and across the nation. And so I'm so thankful for that. And with that, to get a little more personal, I really do want to thank, first of all, Clela. It is such an honor. And I think just our story shows how far we've come. The difference between Clela's experience when she started issuing licenses and my experience speaks to it. You know, while I did get some harassment, mostly I got nothing but love and support and had my community behind me. And I can't tell you how much that meant and how proud I am to be able to represent you all here. It's such a privilege. And then a little closer to home, I really do want to take this opportunity to first thank, you know, we all have those people who help us be all that we can be. Wait, I just made an army quote. Never mind. who help us, anyway, you know what I mean. So I hope you'll think of yours while I mention a few of mine. And first is my chief deputy from my office, Sydney Power. Because those licenses did not get personally issued by me, as much as I would have liked that. We have an incredible staff, and Sydney is such an integral part of that. I also want to thank my very close friend, Deb Gardner, and all their support, because it does take a whole a group of people to support and be able to go out there on a limb. And then, of course, my family, my husband, Tim Menwall, and my daughter, Brittany. Many of you in Out Boulder know my daughter, so keep pushing her on. Yes. And then I also really want to thank Out Boulder. They've been such an amazing partner in all of this. I mean, what happens if you start issuing licenses and no one shows up, right? Or, you know, you start issuing civil unions at midnight and you're standing there by yourself, right? So it really does take in a community to bring about change. And so with that, I just want to thank you all. And I have one thing, and see if I can get through this. So I want to quote my favorite poet and songwriter, Melissa Etheridge. Love her. So this is from her, A Little Bit of Me. Lean to the left, lean to the right. Look around at all the souls here tonight. Have a little faith in everyone you'll see. What all the good folks here tonight know in the world will agree. There's a little bit of you in a little bit of me. And with that, I want to take the love that I have in my heart, and I hope you'll carry that forward and where we find the dark and the not so pretty, that we just shine it instead. So thank you, and I'm looking forward to hearing some shining on our next event. Thanks.